You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You ready for game one tonight? Braves Astros, game one of the World Series. Charlie Morton going for us. Morton, by the way, in these playoffs, 19 strikeouts, 14 and a third innings pitched. That's three starts this postseason. And to hand the ball to him in this moment, you know, we didn't feel good about our pitching going into the NLCS last year with the Dodgers. It showed out. This year, Mike, you at least feel like you've got three, right? Morton, Freed, and Anderson, right?
Right. And then after that bullpen start, but I mean, yeah, I certainly have faith, especially how the way you know, Ian handled his business in a big game like Game 6. You know, we got to be honest, Freed was not good in those trip, the visit, that last one to L.A., but let's hope that he rebounds because this is, as you said, it is a loaded lineup. So if he's going to get it up in the strike zone, there'll be a lot of things to posit where that little train is in Houston.
Would you trust Smiley to do another bullpen start?
Yeah, I do. I have faith in him now. I mean, look, I think the line on Smiley, if you give him four innings, you're probably going to give up two runs. But, I mean, he's going to get you through, I think, against that lineup, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, guys, that may be an option. Obviously, Snit's not worried about that tonight. But as we move forward, it might be something that we look at for potential game four or five, depending on how this pitching shakes out. Charlie tonight, what does he have to do, Mike? Buster only said he's got to give us, what, four, maybe six, but he's got to go through that lineup twice?
Yeah, I mean,
maybe,
you know,
three times?
Isn't it funny how we watch, you and I remember guys like Jack Morris and Tom Glavine, and these guys would pitch nine.
I know.
You know, they would face, you know, like, you know, 27 batters and stuff. But anyway, it's the new baseball. I get it. So, look, but if the velocity's still there, and, you know, the one thing here is you don't have to put Snicker in that situation where he's got to go, if there's a big inning developing, I got a pinch hit for him. He can give you five or six because you have the DH if, you know, you find that he's got it going on. So that's one reason. Again, I hated the designated hitter for years, and I fell in love with it last season. Now, again, it didn't do much for us in the playoffs, but it was certainly great for us in the regular season last year.
Yeah, we have options, but if you missed Alex Anthopoulos joining us late in the show yesterday, we'll replay that for you a little bit later on today. And he said, I asked him about Soler, and he said, you will see Soler. Having him back was a big deal. I thought it was interesting when he said, Mike, they found out Soler, you know, tested positive, was going to be out. And he goes into Snit's office, and they're like freaking out a little bit because he had been so good for him. And then they're like, okay, how do we adjust? Well, we were able to do that. And the lineup, let's be honest, did not suffer because we were able to move on thanks to the production of guys like Rosario. So, you know, Soler, though, Mike, I want his bat in there. I do want his bat in there. You don't have to worry about him being a liability in the field because of the DH.
Right. So now we just wait and see. We're waiting for that. As soon as we get that lineup to drop, we'll have it for you here. But, yeah, man, I know that the Astros, they've already set their pitchers up. We know what we're going to be rolling with. So just a matter of why should we be any different? What should change right now? I mean, the way they've handled the big moments, the clutch moments. And the only guy that makes you a little nervous is still Luke Jackson, but everybody else has handled their water.
Yeah. And if you're Snit, you have to. I know some people are going to gasp when I say this. Don't drive off the road. You got to trust him. You got to trust him to go out there and do what he's done for you all season. I know he's been shaky, but I do not expect Snit to run out to the mound and look in the bullpen and go, everyone but Jackson, okay? He's going to go to him again, at least early in this series. Now, if he fails or falters, Mike, in game one, two, you get to game three, and you might start looking at this differently. But to start a new series, man, it is just that, a new series.
Hey, and by the way, in case you guys missed it earlier, and Mike kind of the updates, but the roster moves, the only thing, the big difference, Carl, is you go with Kyle Wright, and it's funny because I ran into him when I was doing that stuff over at Gwinnett a few weeks back when I was doing the cancer thing for Pink Gwinnett Pink, and he's saying, yeah, I'm staying frosty, so he'll be ready. And then you got Terrence Gore, the professional base stealer. Carl, remember Bill North when we were kids?
Yeah.
There's a guy for all you younger guys, a guy named Billy
specialty,
North.
Specialty guys.
And all he, that's what he did. That's all he did. But anyway, so Terrence Gore and Wright are in, and Jacob Webb and Camargo are out.
Yeah.
And everything else stays the same.
Okay, and those are tactical moves, meaning there might be a point in this series where you might use those guys just in a moment, and we'll see how it shakes out. It's Dukes and Bell. Plenty more to dive into. Again, if you miss Buster Only, guys, it's online at odyssey.com. He had some really interesting thoughts on the Braves as we get ready to head into Game 1. Darren Eales is on the way right now. Let's get to an NFL Blitz!
Dukes and Bell.
All right, let's start with the trades because one trade has already happened. If you're wondering, trades, what about them in the NFL? November 2nd, trade deadline. Here's the deal. Eagles agreed to trade Joe Flacco today to the Jets. Now, the Eagles will get a sixth-round pick that can become a fifth-round pick, but Zach Wilson is out 2 to 4 weeks with a PCL sprain.
Yeah, so it rains, it pours for gangrene. So we know what Flacco's got left, which is, to be quite honest, absolutely nothing. Yeah,
nothing.
I can't believe he even got a six-rounder conditional fifth. But look, it's not a knock. Came out in the same draft. He did get a Super Bowl ring, but the skills have deteriorated tremendously. But that's, I guess, best option they had, huh?
Yeah, and so that trade goes down. Now, what about a trade that hasn't happened yet? And that is, where is Deshaun Watson going to land? Matt Rhule, the coach of the Carolina Panthers, addressed that today.
I know there was a report out there. You guys know that wasn't for me. I really have nothing to add to that. You know, my focus is on this team, and we're a 3-4 football team right now, and we've got to find a way to win this week.
Did you guys hear that? His phone rang as soon as he finished that comment, and somebody said it was Deshaun Watson on the line. I don't know if you heard that or not.
Man, I just would like to see some closure on this. There was the owners' meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris.
But they apparently, and I saw that Goodell was going to be asked in the press conference, and he's probably not going to say anything about Deshaun Watson because right now he's not on the commissioner's exempt list. So there is a little bit of, I guess, people are starting to trend that if he did get traded, he could play and he would not be suspended.
Well, Mike, if he's not on the commission, look, I know the optics. We talked about this. This is why the Texans are like, we're not playing him. But the optics may look weird. Unusual. But if he's not on the commissioner's exempt list, then why not play?
Right. And you're all of a sudden now he's traded to a team which could use him, and then they're going to drop it? I just don't. In other words, the NFL's office is going to drop that. I'm not quite sure that's the way to go either until a man has his day in court, like it or not.
What do you think of Davante Adams being put on the COVID list?
Yeah, and again, guys, if you are COVID vaccinated, it does go a little bit quicker. But it seems like, remember we were talking about Jorge Soler with the Braves? It still seems like it's almost 10 full days. Remember, we didn't have Caleb McGarry available for this last game Sunday. Remember, yeah. he tested early, I think it was what, Sunday or Monday? It was early in the week.
Well, you know, we did find out Soler was not.
Correct.
Vaccinated. So.
Now, in the case of Adams, though, I mean, here is a marquee matchup, right? You got the Arizona Cardinals taking on Green Bay, and the best wide receiver, pound for pound, statistically can't play. Man, I mean, this—if you notice, brother, the last 2 or 3 years, and when Hulk Hogan, let me tell you something, brother. But no, have you noticed how there's been a lot of games, like, you know, no Russell Wilson last night. You know, Drew Brees is retired. You know, the people pay to watch the stars, whether it's fantasy football interest or just, you know, that is not the same game without Davante Adams. No way.
No, I don't think so either. Speaking of games, last night you said it was hard to watch. I just was not impressed with Jameis. Now, the Saints end up winning. Seattle did cover. But what did you make of the Saints?
Yeah, there was a play, and it was. I love the Manning cast. I know not everybody likes the Peyton and Eli thing, but I think it's fascinating. There was a play where it was a quick curl. It was like a 3rd and 4th, and Jameis is late. He's like a tick late getting the ball out, and they show Sean Payton like screaming and losing his mind. And Eli and Payton both diagnose that ball's got to go as the man's turning, and just Jameis didn't have didn't make that play. You know, it is, you know what it is. On a 3rd and 10, they run with Kamara and they get a first down, which sets up the game winning field goal. So, I mean, just Sean Payton rolling the dice. It was an ugly game, man. And look, Geno Smith is what he is. He just can't, not, it's easy to say, Carl, nobody can do what Russell Wilson does.
No, he can't. Where's Michael Thomas? Is he still out? Is he on the IR or whatever? What's going on with Michael Thomas, by the way? Just curious.
Weren't we told it was going to be as many as 6 weeks?
He's on the pup list. Okay, thank you, Chris. Because here's the deal. They have nobody to catch the ball, Mike. That's part of the Saints' issue. Now, we haven't seen them yet, but for all the conversation about how they started the season and Jameis throws the 5 touchdowns and things aren't going to fall apart, the defense is still good. There's no doubt. They got after Geno last night. But I'm just watching going, who's their pass catcher? Who's their go-to guy? It's Kamara. They don't have a big-time wide receiver that you go, hey, we got to watch out for that guy. Well, it should be Michael Thomas, right. But he's out.
And they've got a really tough bunch of games coming up, so they're going to need him. I'm reading this article from The Advocate down in NOLA. Tre'Quan Smith returned. He had a hamstring injury, but he's not exactly, you know, the same guy. Remember in preseason, him and Jameis were connected with those big explosive plays? So you're right. They just don't have the playmakers, a wide receiver. They need that dude out there.
Hey, NFL Blitz brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Hey, when Mike Tomlin says no, he means no. Listen to this as he's asked about the rumors, Coach, about you maybe being interested in leaving the Steelers and going to the collegiate level.
I got one of the best jobs in all of professional sport. Why would I have any interest in coaching college football? That'll be the last time that I address it. And not only today, but moving forward. Never say never, but never.
Yeah, you know what? He had a great line. He goes, are they asking Andy Reid these questions? Why are you asking me this? And it's about basically Carson Palmer, either on a podcast or something, said that he thought that there would be interest from USC in Mike Tomlin. And Mike Tomlin has no interest. As he said, he's got one of the best jobs in the world. It's a heritage team like the Steelers, period.
Yeah, I'm glad he said what he said. Not the never part, but the why aren't the other names in the league being talked about in this way? And it's kind of interesting. Yes, thank you, Coach. I'm glad he said what he said. Mike, you talk about job security. Steelers have had three coaches. Three!
Right.
In the history of the franchise.
Right.
And that guy that was just talking, he's never had a losing season. Why in the hell would I leave and go to college with all the headaches and NIL and all the things I got to deal with? Are you serious?
Right.
Nah.
Well, again, you know, somebody put his name out there, so a reporter's going to ask it. He just literally—I mean, I watched the whole thing on NFL. NFL this morning. Good Morning Football. I can never remember the name of the damn show, but anyway, he was on there and he said, and they had the soundbite. He's exactly right. But why don't you ask some of the other established coaches? You know, guys who have been there. He's been there longer than most guys in the NFL because the Steelers believe in stability. If they go to the expanded playoffs, he's in the playoffs almost every year he's been a coach there. Hey, by the way, one last note. You mentioned the Seahawks and Saints. Pete Carroll getting questions. People looking at the numbers saying, man, Pete, you aren't crap without Russell Wilson at quarterback. And he said, hey, I've been here a long time. I probably wouldn't have without Russell Wilson. Yeah, stating the obvious.
Yeah, I'm glad he owned it. I mean, you know, let Russ cook.
Right.
Hey, man, coming up, Darren Eels. Hey, we got work to do. All right. Braves. Game one tonight, but Atlanta United has a chance to still make what they want to come true happen. But we'll get Darren Eels' thoughts about that and more coming up next.
Never.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em is back. All you need to do is pick, or should I say text the word picks, P-I-C-K-S, to 20357. That's 20357 for your chance to win $1,000 each week, up to $10,000 every year. We do this, and it's so much fun. No point spreads, no lineups. Do it now, guys. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Let's say good afternoon to Darren Eels. He is the president of Atlanta United. And Darren, Mike and I were talking about this, the late goal that we gave up. It felt like earlier in the season when we weren't defending well, we were giving up those late goals, and it just kind of took the wind out of your sails, even though you felt like that should have been a W.
Yeah, afternoon, chaps. Yeah, disappointing, although, to be fair, I mean, it was an unbelievable free kick.
Right.
You know, frustrating that we gave away a silly free kick outside the box. But, you know, the good news was, like, the rest of the results went pretty well that night, and, you know, we still got our destiny in our hands. And, look, we saw how good NYC are. They went and spanked DC United the following weekend. So, you know, they're a really good team, and I thought we played well. It was just, you know, a little bit of a switch off at the end there. But hopefully that's something we learn from, and we've got two huge home games now coming up this week.
That's right, and I know, Darren, you talked about the free kick, and it was an amazing shot, but unfortunately, and at the time, I was like, that's not a foul, and I saw the replay. Yeah, that was a foul, so it just was what it was. How much is Joseph not being out there for 90 minutes, is that hurting us, or you still think the other guys can pick up the slack when Joseph can't go the whole distance?
Yeah, look, I mean, think, you know, Joseph, as you know, he's coming back from an injury. He needs to you know, get up to 100%. And I think, you know, whoever we have on the pitch, we've shown that we can get results with and without Joseph. And, you know, I think it's important, you know, as well with Joseph, when he's on the pitch, we need to see him, you know, being the Joseph we know he can be and putting in the effort. So, you know, it's going to be huge for us because we've got four games in really 11 days. So it's going to be about managing the squad. But the good thing is we've got a squad now that, you know, I think Gonzalo feels really comfortable with in terms of the different formations we can put out there. And we're at that, you know, crunch time now. It's four games and it's four cup finals, and fingers crossed and get four wins.
Darren, what's going on with Miami right now? I mean, this was a team, you go back, you know, to the summer, they looked really good, but just two wins in their last eight. What's going on with Miami?
No, look, it's been interesting. I think as they came in, I mean, obviously it was tough for them and for Nashville coming in when COVID just suddenly hit. So, you know, that's your first season, your debut season, and obviously that affected things for them. And, you know, they've had their well sort of described problems in terms of some of the rule breaches that they had in that first season. And I think, you know, they were hoping this season it would kick on a little bit quicker than it has done. And, you know, this is a tough league. It's a difficult league. It's a very balanced league. I think we're seeing that in both the West, but particularly in the Eastern Conference. I mean, it's crazy. You know, Miami actually have picked up a couple of results. Theoretically, they can still make the playoffs. But, you know, if you look from second to ninth, it's only 8 points difference between the whole table. So it's a tough league. And I think, you know, they probably found it a little bit more difficult. I think even they'd accept than they thought it was going to be. And, you know, it is hard. And you're playing against some tough teams in this league. Now, we've got to have no mercy on them on, you know, tomorrow's game and make sure that we get the 3 points. And, you know, we want to be the team that knocks them out of playoff contention.
Yeah, we did beat them 1-0 just about a month ago at Mercedes-Benz. I was there for that one. And they got, was it the Higuain brothers? They got some dudes. They got some size, too. I noticed that when we saw those guys. So, but on paper, yeah, I mean, we should be able to get three. And I know, Darren, everybody's pushing for it, and it would be so special to go from where we were in the spring to having actually a home playoff game, if that's possible.
Yeah, look, it'd be great. And, you know, I'm not trying to be greedy. I think, you know, playoff first. But again, when you look at the table and, you know, if we can take care of business, there's a real chance and opportunity to try and get a home game, which would be incredible. And, you know, as a reward for our fans, obviously it's from our last regular home season game on Saturday when we play against Toronto. We'd love that not to be, you know, the final game this season. Mm. And again, I mean, a big shout out to our 17s and Mike, you know, I know you're one of them that are out there supporting us, but it's pretty incredible. We had two games at the start of the season with 20,000. Apart from that, we've had sellouts every game, including two matches over 67,000. So it really is phenomenal the way that our fans turn out. And so, you know, it'd be no better way to reward them through what's been a, you know, a difficult season to, you know, if we could end up with a home playoff game, that'd be pretty amazing.
Darren, 2019, I was sitting in a suite, and it was our playoff game at home, and walks in half of the Braves team, and they were supporting Atlanta United. And I'm not over-exaggerating, it was like 9 or 10 guys, and it was really cool to see the support. I only bring that up to say, now the Braves are in the World Series. I know our teams support each other. How cool is it for you guys, like Joseph, to be sitting behind home plate and supporting the Braves?
Yeah, I mean, it's brilliant. It's what I love about the city of Atlanta. I think, you know, all the sports teams, you know, join together, supporting each other. I think that's what's great about this city. I think from a corporate community, it really is, you know, a sense of community, and everyone wants everyone to do well. So, you know, we're really excited. I'm actually sitting in a Brave shirt at the moment because I just did a piece for TikTok that we're going out in an hour or so to, you know, do our bit to support the Braves. But this is something that, you know, I love about the city, and it's, you're absolutely right. You know, whether it's Trae Young and the Hawks team coming to watch us, or our guys going to watch the Hawks. I remember when we won MLS Cup and the Hawks were kind enough to let us come on to court halftime during one of their games. I think that's what's great about this city. And, you know, we're absolutely, you know, rooting for them. It's going to be nerve-wracking, nail-biting. But you know what? I've got that feeling that it feels like their name's on the trophy. You know, sometimes you get that season when it looks like it's not going to be your year, but at every hurdle, they've met it. And I think, you know, they're in a really great place to, fingers crossed, do it and win the World Series.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, we do agree that rising tide raises all the ships. So many good things are happening. I don't know how much Georgia football you watch, Darren, but yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of good things that are happening right now in the city. But we would love to see everybody, because if you can go and actually parallel where Atlanta United was and where the Braves were. And we both, you know, let's be honest, some of these Tuesday conversations were not exactly a barrel of laughs back then as you were moving on from your previous manager. So, I mean, it would be great, and especially to build on for next year. I still want to go win some playoff games and maybe a championship, but I'm excited about this whole team from the start with Pineda as the coach, especially when a guy like Araújo and what he can do for a full season.
Yeah, and absolutely. And look, I mean, we don't want to write this season off. We spoke about it even in the dark days that, you know, we felt we had the talent and there was still that opportunity. You know, I've spoken about it in MLS. You know, once you make the playoffs, anything can happen. So, you know, that's our aim, to try and do something this season. But again, I'm with you, Mike. I think in terms of, you know, what we've got ahead of us next season with, you know, Gonzalo as the coach, with the players that we've got, you know, since August, we've got the second best record in the league in terms of the results that we've achieved. So I think there's a lot of excitement for that year, but, you know, this season's not over yet. I think what's cool, you look at the synergies, even with what the Hawks did last season in terms of the change they made during the season and going to the, you know, conference final, the Braves this year with the sort of, you know, struggling to get over 500 to halfway and then suddenly it clicked. I think it would be quite nice synergy if, you know, Braves could go win the World Series and that we could follow up with the MLS Cup. That'd be pretty awesome.
What concerns you over these last few matches just from where you sit, Darren? I mean, as you watch our club, I know you evaluate things differently, I think, than most fans or even maybe our manager or, you know, how people look at this. What is your concern as we approach these matches to try to make our way in the playoffs and get that home game?
I think, look, they're all very, and every club's got this at the moment, it's the nail-biting time and, you know, everything matters. So I think for us, it's about trying to get out there and play our game and not sort of get mentally frozen. I think Gonzalo's done a great job as you look at, you know, the training that we've been doing the past couple of weeks. I think, you know, when we're playing fast and loose and relaxed and playing how we know we can, we're a pretty formidable team. I think that's what we've got to just go out there and do it. Now, in soccer, you know, you can get upset. You can get a late goal like the goal that NYC scored in our last game. But over these four games, if we can just go out there and give it our best shot, I've got no doubt that we'll be sitting in the playoffs come the end of the season. So, I think, you know, that's what I want. We want to see them just get out there and play the way they can and just give it their best shot.
I know that we busted your chops over some of the manager moves in the last few seasons, but are you really satisfied and get what you thought you were getting with Gabriel Pineda?
Yeah, no,
Gonzalo. Yeah, I'm gonna say, I don't know who Gabe is, Carl, but Gonzalo Pineda.
You mixed them together there.
Right. Yeah. If you put Heitze and Pineda together, you get a guy everyone likes, but you still can't drink water, Carl.
Yeah. Now, I think, look, I mean, Gonzalo's been fantastic. I think we've spoken about it because he knows the league. I think that's been that's been helpful because he's been there with successful teams and understands the cadence of this league. I think, you know, tactically he's very astute. It's still his first job and, you know, he's still learning and he's still improving. I think, you know, with Rob Valentino, he's got someone there that, you know, is a great person to have as an assistant. And he's, you know, those two have been, you know, thick as thieves since Gonzalo got the job. And I think that's really helped us. So I think on all of those levels, he's someone that, you know, we couldn't be more excited about to have as our coach and our manager. And I think, as you guys know, you know, he understands the league. He understands it's not, obviously it's important what happens on the pitch and that's the number one importance, but, you know, doing the media, you know, talking to you guys, talking to, you know, our fans, you know, the open practice session that we've had, he gets all of that. So for me, it's an absolute pleasure and delight to work for, you know, to have him working for us. And I think, you know, we've got a long runway for success ahead of us. And that's, I think, you know, what we've looked at it with the club and even with someone like Luis Araújo, who we brought in, Mikey, you mentioned, you know, he's someone that's come in his prime at 25 and we see him staying here a long time. So I think, you know, we're at a stage now where we're trying to build for the long term and, you know, perhaps not doing as quick a changes as we have done in the past.
Let's go, Atlanta United. The match can be heard right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 7 o'clock pregame, 7:30 kick tomorrow, guys. Thanks again, Darren, and go Braves. Appreciate you.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
Cool. All right. And by the way, tomorrow Hawks play Pelicans. That game's going to be on V103. So just so you guys know, we're carrying both, but our sister station V is going to carry the Hawks game. Atlanta United will be on 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, we've got plenty more to dive into, and we've been talking a lot today. If you're just joining us for the first time, thank you. Game one of the World Series, and we talked to Buster Olney to start the show, and he was talking about the matchups and the pitching and the lineups. It was really good stuff. Coming up, we'll talk to Braves insider Joe Patrick coming up next hour. And also on the way, Steve Weiss is going to join us at 5 o'clock. Plenty more to get to. Coming up next, though, Yeah Man, No Man here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right,
what's going on?
Oh, nothing, man. I'm literally had to clean up. I spilled something. I had to clean up something.
So here's the thing: the advantages and the disadvantages of working at home.
During
the commercial break, Ike rang the bell. We have a little jingle bell attached to the door outside, and he rang the bell with his paw, which means he's got to go to the bathroom. Oh. And I take him outside. Smart dog, right? Take him outside. What does he do? Foom, dives right in the pool, and then won't get out of the pool. And I got to try to drag him out. So now I'm wet. He's soaking wet. So there you go.
Yeah, it's
first world problems.
I was going to say hard life. All right, man, let's get to Bo Morgan and what's going on with Yeah Man, No Man. Bo, what is going on today, my man?
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man.
Kind of makes me wonder why the hell so many people are trying to tell me to slow down. Seems like I should be shutting the hell up and enjoying the show.
He's 6'1".
Not really.
From Florida.
Kennesaw State.
And gives rapid fire questions. It's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Bo Morgan.
Brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company.
All right, man. It is game one. I know you're excited. Lifelong Braves fan. Who wouldn't be? But what's happening outside of that today for you, Bo?
It's World Series all the time. That's all I'm thinking about. I can't get it off my mind. I'm really, really excited. But it's been a good day. Somebody texted me today and said, "Hey, must be easy for you when." With the Braves making the World Series, I was like, easy? They're like, yeah, it makes it easier on you. How? Well, you got something to talk about. I'm like, yeah, but then I got to do extra work. I got to get extra guests, think of different guests, you know, got to really open up the Rolodex, old school term there, and really find guys you don't have on normally to talk about it. But, yeah, that's all I can think about. I've been thinking about it since Saturday night. So it's fun. It's good. I went and saw my friends at the Georgia Hemp Company today, so that was fun. I always like seeing them down at the Woodstock location. And, guys, I am so much more into Monday Night Football these days with the Mannings. Because let me tell you something. Last night was not an easy game to watch. That's some of the worst quarterback play I've seen in a long time. And I think some of it has to do with who Jameis is throwing to. And Geno Smith, well, he's a backup for a reason. Awful. You could see Peyton just cringe most of the time when he was watching these guys play. But they had some great guests on last night, including Marshawn Lynch. And, Marshawn said he would do a shot of Hennessy before he would play in a game.
Right.
And so the Manning said, well, how'd you prepare to come on our show tonight?
Your interview with Peyton on his Peyton Places, and I learned that before games, you had a pregame ritual where you do a shot and a half of Hennessy before the game. Did you do anything to get warmed up tonight?
I because I ain't playing, so I had a three shot minimum today. so I'm feeling real good, and I took one for me, I took one for Big Bruh, and I got one for Lil Bruh. So I made sure I.
Oh, perfect. Honored. I'm honored.
Yeah.
Thank you for that tribute. I appreciate that.
Yeah, man, I was looking out.
Look, I get a kick out of the guy. I saw somebody, I don't know where it was on social media the last 2 days. Somebody said, yeah, I never wanted to talk before. I go, yeah, because he wanted to talk to stupid media people. Now he's having fun. But anyway, I still get a kick out of the guy.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, he's got a unique personality that translates because you realize he's just having fun. He's not that serious. And it was a great exchange last night. Was it an F-bomb, Bo?
He dropped an F-bomb. He dropped like three or four S-bombs, I'm pretty sure I heard. In fact, ESPN or Omaha Productions, whichever one, made Peyton come back and do a preamble about why he was apologize and they don't condone the language and that kind of stuff. He was really funny last night with those two.
Isn't that funny? Now they're going to have to put like a parental guidance thing out. They have to slap an NSR TV, whatever that is, Carl, on the Madden cast now.
NSFW, not safe for work?
Yeah, whatever that was.
By the way, I didn't see it from the start last night, but I got to it when Manning's taking off the Ole Miss jersey. What was that all about?
So they had a bet between when Ole Miss and Tennessee played. Peyton and Eli had done a bet earlier or before they had went to their little hiatus about the other had to wear the jersey. And so Eli, obviously Ole Miss won, so he actually sent Peyton a jersey, and they talked about it last night. Let's take a listen.
For that, I know you asked for one of my own real jerseys, but I didn't want you your big head stretching out the neck too much. Then I'm gonna wear it again. So.
There's a lot of bets about when the first big head, big forehead joke would come. Obviously, 12 minutes to go in the first quarter. Nice
start.
They're
not planned. They just come out when I see something like that.
Okay. Well, I got my Tennessee tumbler.
So anyway, Peyton goes to put this thing on. It looked like a schmedium. Obviously, Eli not as big as Peyton. So from his playing days, the shirt was a tight squeeze. And then Peyton gets in there, and he was he also took off Jeff Saturday Squid, talking about like slapping him on the butt when he had him as a center back in the day.
Yeah, he had he basically was like he was taking a snap, and he was explaining taking a snap and that kind of thing. He goes, talk about a silent count, but because they were at CenturyLink Field, or what used to be CenturyLink Field in Seattle. And he goes, yeah, and Jeff liked it when I'd slap him twice, and he, like, air hands, like, spank him. And it just – everything Peyton Dunn is so awkward, and Eli makes fun of him. But then there's, the whole aspect where Peyton just won't shut up. He talks over every guest. He talks over Eli. I'm like, we need to get a mute button so the producer can just mute Peyton when someone else is talking.
Yeah, that would be a funny feature, Carl, to have like a have a video. Have like obviously some of the graphics set up. Peyton timeout. you just see his lips moving. That would be funny.
I do get that sense, Bo. He just wants to jump in. He jumped in on Brady. But it's fun. You're right. Last night, not a great game. And like I said, I tuned in. I think it was 10-10 late in the fourth quarter or whatever it was before they kicked the field goal to Seattle or, should I say, the Saints to win. But not entertaining at all outside of the Manning cast.
No, it's true. Brady was really good last night. And one of my favorite parts of the broadcast last night was when they asked Drew if the offense in New Orleans right now looks like when he was playing.
Drew, when you watch this Saints offense,
all right,
does it look like the same offense that you played in, or does it look different?
I mean, it's obviously the same plays, and it's probably probably a bit different. I like running a lot of empty.
I'll let you think about that one.
Well, he's one of the greatest to ever dress out, and Jameis is trying to get his career back on track, so it's going to be a little different.
Well, I looked at it like this. This is one of the worst pass. This Seattle has a historically bad pass defense.
Right.
And their leading receiver, I think Chris gave me the exact number, and Chris, you can jump in. I think it was Kamara had like 10 for 130 as a receiver last night. Those were all dump offs pretty much. I mean, they were brutally bad last night. Both teams were awful. And Drew didn't want to kill. He didn't want to kill
right.
Jameis or Peyton. So I thought it was interesting how he just kind of stepped around. It was kind of a funny moment.
See, and we're not trying to step on each other. That's what, you had that nice pregnant pause right there.
Yeah, well, I thought Carl was going to talk, but I guess he's wiping up his desk.
Would you spill it, Dr. Pepper?
No, it's already cleaned up. I was just listening. Like Mike said, I was giving you space.
Yeah, like yesterday, I jumped in on a story about the Formula One race. You got mad, so I'm giving you space. Let it breathe.
I didn't get mad. I pouted. There's a difference.
There is a difference.
All right, we have some Mike Leach. Chris, do we have time? All right, so Mike Leach was asked Saturday night after the Washington State game, the Mississippi State game basically about Halloween candy, and, well, he answered it in, well, only a way Mike Leach can answer it.
We talked about on the broadcast how you hate candy corn. What's your favorite Halloween
candy? Candy corn. I mean, I completely hate candy corn. When I was a kid, well, gummy bears, let's see. Gummy bears for sure.
Sour or regular?
The Haribo. It's got to be the Haribo ones. And then the other thing I like is when they used to have the sprees in a box. Outstanding. You have to go to the dollar store to find it, but I do. And then the latest, you know, there's still candy innovation, although a while back I found that Europe had better candy than we did overall because they have gummy everything. And then, you know, they have those Nerds clusters, which is new.
With the gummy.
Yeah, which is good. The Nerds clusters is good. And then if you go chocolate, probably Almond Joy.
Love it. Hopefully you'll get some of that next week.
Yeah, we'll see.
By the way, is he talking all the way through the Mississippi State alma mater in the background? Am
yes.
I missing that maroon and white, Carl?
It sounds like it, Mike. I mean, no. I was surprised he kept going, but man, I mean, he's naming off, hello, I really love Almond Joy. I mean, he goes through every type of candy possible.
He's not at a shortage for words. What's y'all's, and Chris, jump in. What's your favorite Halloween candy, guys?
I usually go for something I don't normally eat because I'm a chocoholic like Carl, so I'm going to go with Nestle Crunch. How about that? I'll change it up for you. Nestle Crunch.
Yeah, you know what? I tell you what I do.
It's light and chocolatey.
I'm not a Nerds fan, though. I'm not. I'll say that. I know Nerds are big. Anything, like he said, gummy bears, however you want to say it, for me, anything like that is my favorite.
Got to be chocolate for me. Chris, how about you, man?
Well, I'm not going to overcomplicate things, guys. A Reese's Peanut Butter Cup is a gift from God, and
Boom.
I'm not going to disrespect that gift.
Do you dip it in milk?
No, then it gets all mushy and
Come
crumbly.
On. Do you freeze? Do you freeze it?
Now, yeah, okay, now we're talking. You pull get a couple of them together, a little scoop of vanilla ice cream on there. Now we're talking.
I've had them different ways. That's why I'm asking.
I think all three of y'all's choices are great. I actually love all three of y'all's, but let me tell you something. Chocolate in the fridge – it's the greatest thing ever. I put all of my chocolate immediately in the refrigerator. I love cold chocolate.
Nice. Yeah, as a matter of fact, Ike, he's been a bad boy. Mommy's out of town on a business trip. I had a bowl of Reese's Pieces last night, Carl. Guess who ate them all?
He got to them?
The dog.
He's
a machine. I mean, he's just a machine. He's eating everything, man. He ate all the cat food. I came over from the gym today. He busted into, like, we have, like, all the cat stuff.
The cats have not beat him up yet?
Dude, it's a vicious cycle. The kitten is like a killing machine. She scratched my hand up the other day. I look like a Stephen King movie, like Pet Sematary. And then she's eating all the dog's food. The dog's busting and eating all the cat food. It's like, it literally is now dog. I know, pardon the pun, dog. Yes, it's not even a pun. It's just dogs and cats living together now.
I think we got to do favorite breakfast cereal for game winner tonight because, Mike, you stepped on some important territory there. Reese's Ooh. Peanut butter cereal like that, it cuts the roof of your mouth, man. I can't enjoy that stuff.
Yeah.
All right, you know, I'll write it down because we will forget.
Milk.
What? Well, you don't want it mushy.
It's pretty good that way. It makes like a chocolate milk apple.
Nah, I like a crunchy consistency on my cereal. I'm with Carl on that one.
All right, guys, the holidays are coming, but it's all good because our friends at the Georgia Hemp Company, with locations like the one I said earlier in Woodstock, Decatur, and Sandy Springs, have a full line of all your favorite CBD and hemp products like lotions and
oils.
They also have a full line of CBD for your pets. Check out the GeorgiaHempCompany.com. Chris, hit my music.
Now, will Carl, you be eating cereal tonight? I know you like to do that every now and again after midnight.
I do, man. It believe it or not, it calms me down. So it's how I calm down after.
Wait, hold on. How does that calm you down? Do you put a Halcyon floater on it? What are you talking about?
I can't explain it, and I hope I'm not the only one, but like usually when I eat cereal late night, it allows me to settle down, and that's when I get in my slumber to get ready to sleep. But yeah, after an exciting game, man, if I can't get settled, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch, bro. We'll see. Hopefully, we are celebrating a Game 1 win. More on the Braves coming up. We're going to talk a little bit more about also what Buster Olney had to say about this series. This is a big deal, obviously, for both managers involved as well. Dusty's a little bit older than Snit. Snit, we know his story. They're both very unique guys. Here's what's crazy. I'm not rooting for the Astros by any chance or any stretch of the imagination. But there are people, Mike, who watch this series and go, both of these guys deserve to win this thing because right. That's what it is, right. You know? Hey, man, coming up, Dog Reports on the way. It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.